told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James. That's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Funny how life changes. You wake up.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The suspect accused of staging a deadly attack on Minnesota state lawmakers over the weekend has now been apprehended. Police say they spotted Vance Bolter on a trail camera last night and that he surrendered peacefully a few hours afterwards. ABC's Faith Bube is in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota with the latest.
Authorities identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. Investigators say they've recovered several firearms from Bolter's vehicle along with No Kings flyers and writings mentioning the names of the victims and some abortion providers along with other Democratic lawmakers. Governor Tim Walz calling the deadly shooting politically motivated.
Bolter allegedly shot and killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband early Saturday and injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife during a separate attack. More missile strikes in Israel as Iran continues to retaliate following last week's major Israeli strike on the country's nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News. A security issue on a passenger jet triggered a ground stop at SeaTac Airport over the weekend, canceling flights and prompting hundreds of delays.
Sources tell us the Trump administration
officials removing a passenger from the plane and taking him into custody after the airline says they made a direct threat to the safety of the aircraft to one of our flight attendants when the flight was taxiing to the runway Saturday at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. The crew acting swiftly, securing the plane away from the airport as local and federal law enforcement moved in. All 68 passengers and four crew members forced to undergo a security screening before returning to the airport.
ABC's Zoreen Shah in Hong Kong, an Air India flight bound for Delhi, had to turn around shortly after takeoff today on account of what the pilot called an engine fuel filter problem. The flight landed safely back at Hong Kong International Airport. Last week, more than 240 people were killed on an Air India flight. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Wisconsin has three lakes that have placed in the top 25 lake vacation destination. Travel Plus Leisure Magazine has called out three of the over 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin. With Lake Superior in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin being number one on the list, Lake Winnebago in northeast Wisconsin being number eight, and Lake Michigan on the border of Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois coming in at number 12. Wisconsin is the only state that made the top 25 lakes three times. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day was recognized yesterday on June 15th, and this year, in honor of the day, the Phillips Senior Nutrition Site and the Phillips First Presbyterian Church are offering a presentation on June 18th at 12 p.m. Julia Wienendahl, staff attorney from Judicare, will be presenting on useful tools that elders can use to protect themselves or loved ones from financial scams. Once again, this is taking place June 18th at 12 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. Heading to the water this weekend, Brittany Merlot is tracking algae blooms and invasive species in the state.
Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. We've got a lot of little critters to worry about, and one of those is in our water, invasive species.
We can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to a larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body. And algae blooms. They're already starting in some lakes across the state, reaching advisory levels in Chippewa Falls on Otter Lake Beach, as well as in Door County at Sugar Creek County Park. So far, everything in central and northern Wisconsin looks good so far.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet in Minocqua stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
The issue of available labor for a lot of jobs in production agriculture still an obstacle. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Some farms looking at robotics and technology to help. Others say that's not feasible. We'll take a closer look at a survey happening in Wisconsin to try to get a better gauge on where labor's situation stands. Talking about that next.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
A UW-Madison researcher is currently asking farms across the state what their labor situation is and how they're trying to battle labor shortages. His name is Jeremy Foltz. He's a professor of agriculture and applied economics on the UW-Madison campus, and his research is funded through the UW Dairy Innovation Hub. He says 60% of our labor is foreign-born, and that's especially true on dairy farms. And he said, while many farms are looking at robotics as an option, it's not for everyone.
One of the things we're looking at is how technology might respond to a labor shortage. And that includes looking at who has currently adopted robotics and who is interested in doing that. And we think that mid-sized farm, I don't know, 150 to 300 cow is where the robotic solutions have potential. They're, as everybody knows, quite expensive, and it's quite an investment to change how you do things. The robotics seems to be a solution for either a brand new farm or a farm that wants to totally reinvest in how they do things.
Jeremy Foltz, an ag economist on the UW-Madison campus, he says that the survey is gathering data on what the farm workforce looks like today on dairy farms and what it may look like in the future.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
And tomorrow we'll get a sneak peek at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. It's going to be at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th. Follow us on social media. We'll be there. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Brewers conquer the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor Megill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at bat in the ninth, I mean, that's special. That was a tremendous at bat. But then for McGill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today with a high of 81 this afternoon. More rain and thunderstorms this evening. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time things wind down late tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few late-day thunderstorms with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59. 98 Q Country.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning, senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Got almost everything a boy can do. Got some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps, man, I'm gonna die if she really. Yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done.
Kenny Chesney on 98 Q Country. Whoa, who is that guy? That guy is Gray, here this week instead of Joel. I like that word. I'm here instead of Joel. Why do I like that word? That sounds kind of threatening, doesn't it? I don't mean to be threatening. I'm just meaning to be silly, and I don't know how to do better than that. I'm just being very silly this morning, a Monday morning with too much caffeine to start a week with no Joel, who is on a much-deserved vacation today. I'm going to be popping over to my normal morning show, Trail Mix, today a couple times an hour to let people know I'm hanging out with you over here. So, hey, if you'd normally switch it to Trail Mix to catch the nonsense I do over there, we're bringing it to the country music side of things today. So, later this hour, we'll be going over this day in history. I'll basically be bringing my Trail Mix morning show over here. Yes, that means there will be a couple Joel pieces missing, but he has left me with a whole spreadsheet. You know when you're going on vacation and dad gives you the itinerary that tells you the fun is gone? Well, Joel gave me a document that isn't that, but it's certainly a lot of plans he's got for me today. I'm going to look at that now while we play you four more country songs to start the hour with five in a row on 98Q like we do every hour. And while we're enjoying those four country songs together, I'm going to be deciding how much of Joel's instructions I'm going to follow. Let's find out together, shall we? It's going to be an adventure. Happy Monday, the 16th of June. I almost said August, then I almost said April. Then I asked myself, Gray, are you okay? And I landed on June. We're doing okay. It's 6:15 in the a.m. I'm looking at something like 60 degrees outside last I checked. Hold on. Definitely not Googling things right along with you here. Definitely not killing time when I Googled the wrong thing. Definitely not clicking don't use my location Google. Thank you. All right. We're looking at a current outside temperature of about 58 degrees and a high around 78 today with a slight chance of thunderstorms. After this five in a row is all finished up, we will get you that check of the weather. We bring you twice an hour from the Civic Media weather team. But in the meantime, got some Scotty McCreery coming up next for you, then some Billy Currington, some Corey Kent, some Shenandoah. It's going to be a fun week, folks. Covering for Joel today. He's on a much-needed vacation. Here's Scotty McCreery on 98Q.
I'm a little bit of ball cap, little bit of pearl snap button-down shirt. Little bit of big city concrete, but a lot more small-town dirt. I can see your pretty eyes reading me like a map, wondering who I am and where I'm at. I'm in between Friday night wild and quiet Sunday morning, between dawn after one and keep on pouring. Hey, too high, hey, too low, just holding down the middle, steady as I go. I'm all holy water, and I ain't all gin and lean. I'm somewhere in between. I can be a steel toe work boot, 40-hour blue collar mud on my jeans. Then a weekend pack a bag, disappear, kick back on a white sand beach. I'm a far cry from being a one night stand, but I ain't ready for a ring on my hand. I'm in between Friday night wild and quiet Sunday morning, between done. Sunday morning between dawn after one and keep on pouring. Ain't too high, ain't too low, just holding down the middle, steady as I go. I ain't all holy water, and I ain't all gin and lean. I'm somewhere in between. Somewhere.
the music.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
AQ Country.
This old man and me were at the bar, and we were having us some beers and swapping night on care. Talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but
is hard, the damn is hard. It's like you don't understand, we're as done as we've ever been. Yeah, I wish I never felt it, nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. Can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this hard. Damn this hard. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drive it, but I got a problem. And it ain't even you, no, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. Damn this hard. Damn this hard. Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98Q Country.
Just about a mile off of 109. There's a little church sitting back in the pines. Promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh, oh, I didn't know a burnout Ford could go so slow. Oh, oh, you got to put your foot down on the floor. Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know, you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road. Billy's passed out in the back, but I think he's alive. Bobby's got his head hanging over the side. Here I'm doing only 95. What's the matter with you, man? I thought you said you could you ride. Oh, oh, I didn't know a burnout Ford could go so slow. Cumberland Road. Hey, we've been rocking all night,
church on the Cumberland Road.
All right, that's the church on Cumberland Road. Shenandoah here on 98Q Country. Gray with you, covering for Joel throughout this week, really. Finally got that darn spreadsheet Joel sent me full of stuff to open, and it didn't say hardly anything for today, of course. By the way, Google, what kind of mood are you in today? I wanted to, I normally am quite comfortable with technology, but I had to grapple with this particular document, maybe harder than any I've had to fight with before, because Joel emailed me the document, and he did it 100% right, and he made me the editor of the document, yet when I click on it, from my email, it says, okay, sign in with Joel's password. Huh? Come on now. My computer is fighting me this morning. I'm sure you have no idea what that's like at all, right? Technology just about always cooperates. Me saying that, I realize that I've got to do... Hold on. I've got these things that I always want to have. Marvelous. It feels like a superpower. Joel, we got to get me one of these. Can we, are you able to spend... Joel, if you're listening, first of all, why? But if you are, we need to get me one of those things. I want to be able to, and every once in a while, I need a good old, what's radio without a little bit of...
400,000 pounds of marijuana. The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
And I mean, I know, Joel's done me a lot of favors, but at the end of the day...
Hey!
I'm just a guy, and I think I deserve that kind of bonus. What even are these buttons?
Shh. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits. wabbits.
And actually, there is one that I'm kind of responsible for here. I made sure Joel had this one.
Hello and welcome to Celebrity Steel Cage Monkey Boxing.
So, yeah, we're just going to be having a grand old time here on 98Q this week, getting the morning show started the right way. Later this hour, we'll have a look back at today's date in history. I'll be doing kind of a blend of my morning show with Joel's morning show here on 98Q throughout the week. Let me just make sure. Joel left me with a stack of papers here. What do we have going on? Ooh, the Slovak Fest coming up this weekend, Rock of Ages. Rummage sale in a couple weeks. Cool. So I've got a bunch of fun stuff going on in the neighborhood. We'll highlight that later on throughout the morning. Let's get an update from ABC News and our very own Mike Clemens, Wisconsin sports guru, the guy with the office under Lambeau Field. Then back to a little bit of country music after a quick word from sponsors. I'll be back with you later this hour. Like I said, with a look back at today's date in history. Thanks for tuning in this morning to 98Q Country.
98Q Country. Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The suspect accused of staging a deadly attack on Minnesota state lawmakers over the weekend has now been apprehended. Police say they spotted Vance Bolter on a trail camera last night and that he surrendered peacefully a few hours afterwards. ABC's Faith Bube is in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota with the latest.
Authorities identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. Investigators say they've recovered several firearms from Bolter's vehicle along with No Kings flyers and writings, mentioning the names of the victims and some abortion providers along with other Democratic lawmakers. Governor Tim Walz calling the deadly shooting politically motivated.
Bolter allegedly shot and killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband early Saturday and injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife during a separate attack. More missile strikes in Israel as Iran continues to retaliate following last week's major Israeli strike on the country's nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Governor Evers has announced the third record-breaking tourism year in a row in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers has said the state's tourism industry brought in a record high of $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This has surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism hat trick includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The industry grew 2.2% from last year, supporting 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs across sectors in 2024. Saturday, July 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the first annual Lugerville Flea Market. Vendors are wanted. There is limited space available in and outside of Lugerville School at North 11127 County Road F. And to reserve your spot, you can call Paul at 715-339-2279. Some families on County Road F will also be selling from their yards. There's even going to be food and a gun raffle for a Mossberg 308 camo with scope. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., over in Lugerville, and be sure to reserve your spot with Paul at 715-339-2279. Fish on! Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat immediately.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms in Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it near it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers conquer the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, I mean, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for McGill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's Clear Wood Sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. View our entire selection of Thompson's Water Seal products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Hey, have you
you heard this? Macy's is previewing our lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses now before the sale starts Thursday. That means early access to July 4th deals on beautiful outdoor furniture sets, customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, and top mattress brands like Sealy, all at 20 to 65% off. So get to Macy's now to save big, beat the rush, and give yourself more time to relax on your brand new furniture from Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today with a high of 81 this afternoon. More rain and thunderstorms this evening. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time things wind down late tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few late day thunderstorms with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
98Q Country.
To a dashboard singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first? Baby, something new is what you need. Like a real night. Let your head down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time? You say you never drank from the bottle of some $2 wine, run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun come up. Well, I know your friends are watching and they probably disapprove. But give me just half a chance, girl, I'm daring you. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Yeah, let yourself go. Follow that feeling, a baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your head down, feel alive, alive. When was the last time, oh, you did something for the first time, girl? Tell me, baby.
For the first time from Darius Rucker here on 98Q. Good morning. Good morning. Gray here covering for Joel. It's 61 degrees at about quarter to seven today. Couple more country songs. Quick word from sponsors, then a look back at today's date in history. Dierks Bentley's up next on 98Q.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
it so loud in here I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down. Be hair when it comes back around. Hooked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Fight. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
Oh. That's right.
Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Can't hear a thing.
98Q Country.
And I got friends out on the coast. We can jump in the water and see what flows. We've been saving for a rainy day. Let's beat the storm and be on our way. Time. There's rivers to cross and hills to climb. Some days we might fall apart, and some nights might feel cold and dark. But nobody wins afraid of losing, and the hard roads are the ones. Smile and know it was worth every mile. It don't matter to me.
Chris Stapleton, 98Q Country, that was Starting Over. Gray here with you. Got Austin here in the studio today as well. Good morning, Austin. How's it going today?
It's certainly going.
We've got the normal plan here in the for the most part in that I've got country music here for you. Hits, classics, back to back. Having a little trouble with Focus on the Family this morning, so I am afraid we're going to have to skip that for now, but I will get that played maybe early in the 7 o'clock hour if I can figure out why exactly. As you can see, I am certainly no direct replacement for Joel, but I will be here for him throughout the week as he is on a much-deserved vacation. Shout out to you, Joel, for waiting until the end of that awesome contest that went on the last couple weeks, because I think I might have just tipped right over. As it is right now, though, I will be here each morning this week, sometimes with Austin here. I'll also be doing something over on Trail Mix for my normal morning show. It's pretty light over there today because I'm honestly just popping up after I finish up talking here to say I'm over here on that station, and that's basically just a pile of mental pickup sticks. So spending today bootstrapping up a little bit, looking back at today's date in history, looking ahead to this week's schedule on 98Q as well. Got a stacked deck on Wednesday for a reality radio segment that should be a grand old time. Everybody from the North Lakes Community Clinic is that you? I'm hearing you. I hear you breathing. I'm listening. You're breathing right in my ear. That's the unique, one of the unique.
I forgot that, yeah, if the headphones are on, you can hear the microphones.
Well, yeah. Well, and see, it's not just that I'm wearing headphones and therefore I can hear you. It's that everybody else has speakers blaring your Monday morning nose breathing.
Well, happy Monday then.
Happy morning.
That is this perfect soundtrack to a Monday.
Happy Monday from Austin's nose. But that said, as I was saying, we've got a good stacked deck for Wednesday reality radio. We'll be hearing about Wednesday Night Live that'll be taking off. We'll hear about a Masonic golf outing. We've got a monthly update from Kendra over at Embrace. Girls Night Out. The Ken and Truck Pull is coming up. And Customer Appreciation Day from St. Croix. We'll be hearing from some of the crew over there. So plenty of fun to be had while Joel is gone, not because. Whoops,
throwing the poor man under the bus, and he isn't even here to defend.
Poor man? I'm throwing no poor man under the bus. I'm throwing Joel, the salaried man, under the bus. He's doing just fine. He's warm. He's got a blanket under there. He's got a water bottle. He'll be A-OK.
Is that your kind of standard for being fine, is having a blanket and a water bottle?
I mean, like,
you need to up your standards, sir. I don't think that's healthy.
No. You clean the cage. You take out the sawdust with the extra bits in it. You replace the sawdust. You fill the water bottle. Attach it back to the side of the cage. Pellets in the bowl. Turn the light off. Blanket over the cage. He'll be fine.
Apparently, Joel Karnick is a hamster.
Man, you and I are going to talk about comedy and the delivery of a punchline and how explaining, you know. Jokes are like frogs. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about this. How are jokes like frogs? Find out in the 7 o'clock hour here on 98Q. We got to get a word in from our local sponsors. Top of the hour news, weather, and sports coming up soon on 98Q Country.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25. For a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
98 Q Country.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink.
And you tell me, Jack, and tell me that you got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yes. Strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. It might take all night.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Vance Bolter is now in custody, the man authorities believe killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband over the weekend. Police arrested the 57-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry now says 38 Palestinians have been killed in a new wave of shootings near food distribution centers. This is ABC News. Search and rescue crews are looking for people who were swept away in yesterday's widespread flooding in Appalachia.
Parts of West Virginia under a state of emergency after flash floods swept through the northern part of the state. Ohio County saw up to 4 inches of rain in less than half an